It was turned out exactly how we expected, Ryan. We knew we would just about got the better of Terham and Downinglen Swilly, and they had a few big players back today. So we knew it was going to take 60 minutes, it's going to be a battle. And to be fair to the boys, they've gone to the well so many times over the last couple of years, and they just keep pulling out of the bag. And you've seen a lot of boys stepping up there today, like Keelan Dunleavy. I'm not sure what he finished up with up front. But you know, I think a lot of people forget about Keelan at times, but he's a phenomenal player, and he certainly showed it out there today.
Yeah, I think he got 5 in the first half. He was really, really on fire. It was 6-6. Then Terman went 8-6 ahead. And were you nervous at that stage that they were going to creep on?
I don't think nervous, because we were in the exact same situation last week against Eru. And it's kind of a case now where over the course of the last couple of years, the guys have kind of won over our trust, and we do trust them to work it out on the field too. And you know, like, everybody talks about how hard a working team, but there's some really good players. And like, we, Emmett O'Boyle, come up with an absolute cracker of a goal there, and Emmett's always got that in him. And we defended, our defence was brilliant, you know. And like, you know, to be fair, like, Termin are a really good team. There's some really, really good players, and I have to say, it was the battle we all expected, and just glad to come out the other side.
Yeah, like, I think it was more than 25 minutes in the second half you shut them out for, and then they didn't score. And when you consider the Bobby McGettigan and players of that ilk in there, like, it was a really good defensive effort.
Yeah, and to be fair, like, we never planned to go defensive or anything. That was just the way it was. And again, we determined with like Jamie Grant coming from the half back line, and you know, boys that got there, you know, Kevin McGettigan scored a great score. I think it was him at the start of the second half. You know, everybody has to muck in. Like, and you've seen Emmett and Keelan Dunleavy from the full forward line coming back and defending, and it took the 15, it actually took 19 and end up there to get over the line. But that's what it takes. It's a team game, and I have to say, from a management point of view, you literally couldn't ask for any more of them bunch of fellas.
Yeah, I think Legal Day was telling me that maybe the under 21B final last year was played maybe the last Sunday before Christmas. So you're through to the final next week, we believe. So some of these players have been nearly on the go 52 weeks, but you know, they still seem to have it in the legs, like Sashan Collum coming up and kicking 2 great points at the end.
You know, I don't think Sean wants this season to end, because he's getting better and better by the game. But like, this team now, between underage, schools, senior and 21s, we've gone back to back now 2 calendar years. And as I said, on a Tuesday night, you can be guaranteed that you're not getting a message, getting an excuse. They're all there. They're doing everything they're asked to do. The training there with Michael Copper and Neil is just, you know, you can see it in the games. Like, the boys know what to do. They've prepared them for everything. And I can't thank them and the rest of the backroom team enough as well. And, you know, we've done this in 2003 and 2004. We got back-to-back B and A finals. But, you know, it's great to be back there again. And as I said, whenever it's played now, whether it's the last Sunday in December or whenever, we don't care. We're just happy we're there.
And Kamir, I'm going to have to ask you, Dahi Gilday didn't feature today. He's obviously a big player for you. What's the story with Dahi?
Dahi got injured last week, and it wasn't with us. He got injured, but listen, he picked up a knock. We've known since the start of the week he wasn't going to be there, so we didn't concentrate too much on that. To be fair, you have to say Terman's missing a couple of big players, Kay McMenamin, you know, and I think Aaron Reid, and like, there's no excuses coming from them. So we just had to get on with it and concentrate on what we have. And I said, the likes of Emmett and Dunleavy and them stood up. Reid Kelly, I thought, was brilliant. And just as a whole team, John Quinn, the keeper, made an amazing save there in the second half, which could have put them 4 ahead. So as I said, you know, it's not about one player with us at the minute. It's about the group, and everybody stepped up today, and we're very happy with that.
And I don't know if you've seen much of the Gweedore semi-final, because I'm sure your boys were warming up, but they ran out quite comfortable winners in the second half against Niamh Connell. They're reigning under 21A champions, and there's still a lot of those players surviving. So going to be a good test for you, I'm sure, in the final.
Yeah, we played Gweedore down and Maharagallan in the groups, and we gave a good account of ourselves. But as the game went on, they just got better and better and better. You know, we were kind of stemming the tide for a while, but it's like everything else, it's a 50-50 game. They'll fancy their chances. Our boys, the attitude that they bring to the game, they'll love to go up against them to see, you know, how can we improve, can we go one better than the last game. But as I said to you, you know, Gweedore will probably go on as slight favourites, and we'll give them the respect that they deserve because of that. But, you know, we're not just turning up for the occasion. Like, that these boys have, as I said, they've went to the well now for 2 full calendar years, and they're going to try and go there and compete.